Tomorrow, the longest day of the year, the summer solstice, and we thought we'd see what people are up to. So we're going around the country. First, we head to the hill of Uisneach, and standing there in the county of Westmeath on its highest point, I think, is Simon Chute. How are you doing, Simon?
How are you doing, Ray?
It is the highest point in Westmeath, is it?
I'm not sure about that, but I know that I can see, well, I can't see 20 counties right now. We have a bit of cloud come down. We've just had a thunderstorm has just passed over us.
Right.
But on a clear day, it said that you can see up to 20 counties.
That's impressive.
Of the hill.
Yeah.
It is. You can see all the way from the Wicklow Mountains on the east coast right over to the Bricklieve Mountains in Sligo. That's to give you an idea.
And it's about our origin, really. It's our origin story, the Hill of Uisneach, isn't it? Where we got
it
our
is,
name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not only is Uisneach said to be the centre of Ireland, it's central in our origin story. According to the legend, when the first Gaelic people, the ancestors of us Irish, arrived into Ireland, they make their way to the hill where they meet Eru, the goddess of the land, and that she offers to give them the land. She bestows sovereignty upon them as long as they promise to name it after her. And so Erin, the old word for Ireland, and Era actually mean of Eru, the land of Eru herself.
There you go.
A lot of people don't know that.
Not just tourists, a lot of Irish people don't know that. I'd say people are gone back to America with that in their heads, and people here don't know it. But now they know it because you've told them, Simon Chute. So in ancient times, the longest day of the year was hugely important. I'm fascinated to know how they knew it was the longest day of the year, them not having iPhones and Garmin watches.
Simply put, it's a solstice is probably one of the few astronomical events that is easy to spot.
Okay.
Because throughout the year, from the winter solstice right the way through to the summer solstice, which will happen tomorrow, the sun is slowly setting and rising further north as it goes along. And then when it comes to the summer solstice, it appears to stop. It sets for a few days in the same place and rises in the same place. And so it's visible that's why we get the word solstice, which means sun still, or in Irish would be Greenstad, sun stop. Or in Old Irish, there's a Grain Tarishim, which means the end of the sun's journey.
Fascinating.
And so they would see. Go on.
That's fascinating. No, this is brilliant stuff. And I don't know if everybody knew this, but I definitely didn't. So thank you very much, Simon Chute, on the Hill of Uisneach. What's happening tomorrow on the Hill of Uisneach?
Tomorrow we have, well, obviously we're very much associated more so with the Bealtaine Festival. And I think it was 5,000 people here 6 weeks ago to watch the Bealtaine fire being lit here on the hill.
And that happens every year, doesn't it, Simon?
Every year.
Yeah.
We even had Michael D himself there a couple of years ago lit the fire for us here on the hill.
He's been lighting a few fires of late. Hey,
but tomorrow night, now, I'd say it wouldn't be as big. I think we have a few hundred people coming up. And in a sense, we'll be doing what the ancestors did, what the ancient people did. We'll gather at the top of the hill. We'll light a small fire. We'll tell myself and a few of the other guides here, we tell the stories, we have a bit of music, and we watch the sunset just over Slievebawn in County Roscommon.
Nice.
Where it's set for thousands of years on this day.
Yeah. And you get a sense, and I love when I get a sense of this, that you're looking at things that people, you know, hundreds and thousands of years looked at as well. You know,
not only are we looking at it, we'll be standing on a spot, according to the legend, that the father of the gods, the Dagda, made his house at the summit of the Hill of Uisneach,
right,
with Ireland stretching out in equal measure to north, to south, to east and west. And we'll actually be standing at the cairn, which is said to be the Dagda's house, staring out at that same view. Like I said, the sun will rise over Slieve na Cealla when you're looking at it from Uisneach, just as it has for thousands of years, and it'll set over Slievebawn. Just as it has.
Stay with us there now on the Hill of Uisneach, Simon, because we're moving down to the Dublin Mountains, Crua Woods in the Dublin Mountains, and there is Liam Ora. And Liam is going to tell us what's happening there tomorrow. How are you doing, Liam?
Hi, Ray.
Good
That's
to talk to you.
Yeah. Hi, Ray. Yeah, the last time I saw you, I pressed a CD into your shorts pocket when you were running around UCD.
I don't think it ever made it home. No, I'm joking, it did.
No, yeah. Don't get any ideas about the pointed shorts, guys. Yeah. So it just shows, you know, connections that we make.
Yeah,
so great for
yes,
to be
yes, yeah. So forest bathing.
Forest bathing and sound bathing. So I'm the singer as well. First of all, I have to say the quick tribute to Christy Dignam, because he inspired me to take up singing years ago.
Right.
Hearing that authentic voice, I've been very emotional since hearing it passed, you know, so I had to just mention Christy quickly. Yes.
No, I'm glad you did, because
I was
on holidays when he died, and our paths have crossed for the last 34 years, myself and Christy. Yeah. And love is too strong a word, because he was very important to me, and his music was very important to me. And he was a man who he was just very sincere, and there was an honesty about him. And then there was a fun side and a mischievous side to him as well, which was lovely. I remember him telling us once on Today FM that the guards thanked him for running a couple of gigs in the Olympia because there was no crime in Finglas. That's the sort of self-deprecating sort of side of Christy Dignam, which was lovely, which his fans loved, and he'll be sadly missed. Anyway, forest bathing.
He inspired me to take up singing.
Forest bathing and sound bathing.
Forest bathing and sound bathing. So we're going to be connecting with nature tomorrow night. We heard all the history behind it. We're going to have a very small, intimate group looking out on Dublin Bay in a private location near Crewe Woods. We're going to be connecting with nature. And that's the thing, you know, the more we learned that during COVID, the more time we spent in nature, the better we felt, you know, and the more you connect with nature, the more we were connecting with ourselves and that kind of peaceful side of ourselves. And I'm the person who brings in all the sounds and the drums you hear in the background here.
Yeah.
We love the sound of the birds singing along. And it's just a wonderfully peaceful event. And
just stop talking there for a minute, Liam, and give us a bit of the sound bathing there, and we'll all.
The sound bathing is like I bring in this, like, it's like when I heard all the rain, torrential rain this morning coming down on the windows. You know, I laugh because you'll hear in the back of my rain stick in my hand here now. So that's what I normally bring into the studio. So it's like bringing the sounds of nature indoors, and then the wonderful thing about doing an outdoor event is I can mix that with. Well, hopefully there won't be rain tomorrow night, but I can mix it with the sound of the birds. And the wonderful thing about sound bathing is you lie down with your eyes closed. So that brings all your other senses into focus.
Right.
You can hear everything more acutely.
Lovely.
You can feel everything. Of course, hay fever sufferers, I'm sorry, the midges will probably be out. So we'll have the bug sprays out.
So that's tomorrow at Crewe Woods. Over across the other side of the country in Galway, there's a dip at dawn. Aisling Lynch, good afternoon.
Hi Ray, lovely to chat to you.
Yeah,
thanks
great
for having
to talk
me.
To you. Yeah, so how many people do you reckon will be getting up early tomorrow morning to go for a dip?
We expect about 200 people will be setting their alarms early to be in Salt Hill for 4:30 tomorrow morning.
Wow.
For our dip at dawn with the Galway Simon community.
And it's a great cause, obviously, Simon community. So people are paying for the privilege to be in the group.
Yeah, it's a really fun event, but it's also a great opportunity to support a good cause and raise awareness and funds for those facing homelessness in the West. But we just have a great day planned. This is what I do every year for my summer solstice. And it's just all about community connection, just bringing people together. So we like to get up early and we start our day with some yoga on the beach with the team at Soul Moves. Then I bring them into the sea. I'm an open water specialist for a guided sea dip. And again, for some people, that might be just looking at the sea. Others might dip their toes in. Some might decide to have the full immersive experience. But you always feel the energy shift. It kind of goes from very quiet and gentle and apprehensive at the start and cold. Great energy. Yes, that's it. And the smiles and the laughter.
Yes,
some people come on their own. Some come with others. So we have the dip, and then we're going to come out for the warm cup of tea and coffee afterwards with the barista bus. And we've DJ Gigi. We have great tunes. We've Jim and coffee supporting us, and we'll have a spectacular flotilla of the Galway Hookers.
Sounds brilliant.
Out in the bay.
I have to go from Galway down to Dingle and say hello to Julie Nimuelon. How are you doing, Julie?
Hello, how are you? Greetings from the gorgeous kingdom.
Yeah, it's Julie Nivuelon. Sorry about that.
Julie Nivuelon on the Dingle Druid.
Yes.
Dingle Druid, and
what will the Dingle Druid be doing tomorrow?
Well, celebrations have kicked off already. We had a retreat on Sunday, and tonight I'm having an online ceremony. And tomorrow night I have a gathering in the Dingle Druid ceremonial garden. So I suppose for me, the solstice is all about the turning of the wheel of the year. You know, the solstices, the equinoxes, and then we have the cross quarters of Bealtaine and Samhain and Bridget's Day and Lunasa. So this is the time of the year where the earth takes a big exhale, and it's a turning point in the wheel where we go from the height of the summer in the outward world of the sun being at its zenith, and we move back into the slow movement into the darkness where we move into summer solstice, winter solstice.
We've a lot more light left. We've only 10 seconds left
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. The funny thing is, when we reach summer solstice, to me, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of the summer, because July and August and September are ahead of us. So we'll gather tomorrow night. We will in a fire ritual. So I perform fire rituals every 6 weeks or do private rituals.
And Julie, we have to say goodbye because the drive time crew are standing and waiting or sitting and waiting. But I'll give people the details of that. The Dingle Druid, if you put that in, you'll find out what Julie is up to tomorrow. Thanks very much to Aisling as well, and to Liam and to Simon up on the Hill of Aisnock, and whatever you're doing tomorrow to celebrate the longest day. Enjoy yourselves. That's it from us. Cormac's on the way with drive time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening. There you go, that one.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.